Gotta laugh over the pain. Sean P. Diddy Combs is trying to buy the Carolina Panthers, dog.
I call him Tariq sometimes. Hey, Tariq, my bad.
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception, Lance Briggs, El Boogie. Alex Brown brings him down. Down he goes.
I'm telling your mommy you heard me.
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yes,
welcome
yes.
to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, myself, Alex Brown,
and
number 55, seven-time Pro Bowler,
it's time!
Speed Limit!
I really don't. And in some places, 96 is the speed limit.
No places.
Yes.
No
true.
Places.
Yes. It's facts.
No.
Kilometers,
yes.
But
no. How you feel,
kilometers.
Man?
Speed limit.
How you feel? You gonna rep the baseball team now because the volleyball team lost?
I just rep the Florida Gators because the baseball team won the national title.
Oh, okay.
The volleyball team lost the national title.
Yeah.
But hey, it was
Marla
a heck
Hooch?
Of a year. It was a heck of a year.
Heck of a year.
You know what I mean?
How long you had that dry? Is that dry fit?
Dry fit, yeah, that's what we do.
I didn't know dry fits fade, man. What's all
they
that
do?
F?
It's right here. Oh, it's old. It's old.
It's old.
Nah, clearly.
Yeah, it's old. So, hey, we hold on. We hold on our stuff. You know what I mean? You hold on to it.
So you watched the whole volleyball game, dog?
No, I missed the first set.
Okay.
I missed the first set, and Nebraska went up 2. It's the best out of 5. Nebraska went up 2-0. Then okay. We won the
well,
third.
I'm glad you're explaining that.
Yeah, then we won the third.
You know, volleyball ain't
and then
really
we lost
my thing.
The fourth. So it was they played well.
You guys ever well. Have you ever thought about this? Because I remember being out 7-on-7 and you know doing 7-on-7 and guys you know chipping at each other, talking mm-hmm. crap to each other.
Yeah.
How do girls talk crap to each other like in volleyball or something like that?
Oh, it's the same.
Your eyebrows no, are not arched, okay? You need to see somebody because right. You're looking dusty right now. I don't know.
No,
look at your nails.
Put
look
one
at your
face.
Stank.
Your cuticles is not where they need to be. I don't know, man. Like we go off.
It's not as
other,
aggressive.
So.
It's not as aggressive as we do it, but it's still.
You know what?
The
I
same
think
stuff.
I think girls are like more like, you know, I don't know. I got to choose my words carefully here, but I think they're more like they can get under your skin.
Can't they bleep? Out if I cuss right now?
Yeah, they can.
They can get under another girl's skin like far worse than a guy can.
Get up on a girl's skin or get up on another guy's
no,
skin?
A girl towards another girl, they can get up under their skin a lot more worse than
a
another guy
worse.
To another guy can. That's you know what I'm saying? Like us in the locker room,
actually,
like we can.
Actually, the correct way to say it is a lot more worser.
More worser.
Yes. You got to, yeah.
No.
It don't sound
just
right.
Worse.
It doesn't sound
right. It sounds right. It does
worser.
Sound right.
Worse.
You should always put an ER after.
No.
Yeah, you should always.
According to him, maybe. Like, according to Alex, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
And if I'm, not, ER. I'm definitely not
what
the English
was,
major
what if
here.
It's
like,
more
that's
better.
Like somebody who's like out physical. I hate when people say, like, you can't just put out in front of another word and think that that's a word. We got to out-watch film more than they do. Like, what? We got to out-physical them. We got to out-smart. We got to out more first downs than them.
Like, I hate the word physicality.
What are you talking about?
I
like
can't
that.
Stand the word physicality.
I like it.
I can't.
Like it.
It's the physicality of them.
Yes.
It's the physicality of his routes.
Hey, listen,
oh, well, yeah,
if you're just
no
tuning
way.
In to the show.
Come on, no.
I mean, we just lose to Detroit. I mean, we're not going to the playoffs, mm-hmm. but – if we beat the Detroit Lions, who are in our division, then that's some hope there. mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe next year
of hope.
We're going to, you know, do at least decent. But, I mean, this was a winnable game. We lose 20-10.
Was it, though?
It was a winnable game.
Did you think we were going to win this game?
I did not, but it okay. is. We've beat some good teams.
Going into this game, what can the Detroit Lions not do? They can't stop the run. Hello, the Nada's not in there.
And
they can't stop the run.
And they can't run the ball.
What did we do? We run the ball 13 times.
10 times.
With Jay Hate. With Jay Hate.
Jordan Howard.
Come on, man. Come on. The week before, we run the ball for over 200 yards. Tariq and Jordan Howard gets the ball 35 times. I did say it right. I did. And we win.
Call him Tariq on TV.
And I do call him Tariq. I call him Tariq sometimes. Hey, Tariq, my bad.
Hey, you know, down south, plays, man. You know how country boys are, man. Right. You keep making plays, they'll get your name
yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee you that. Yes,
mm-hmm.
D. Hess, mm-hmm. in your opinion, I already know what y'all gonna say.
Maybe you don't.
Is he
Maybe you don't.
Hall of Fame worthy? I say emphatically, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yet the best at his position.
To do it.
Alex,
the best
don't
to
make
do
that
it.
Face.
The best to do it.
In his position. The best to do it. The
and
best
be a Florida boy.
Ever.
Yeah, I don't think it's any question.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't think
all
right.
Hey, boy,
no
I was about to get up out of this.
He's trying to Mike Carey. He's trying to Mike Carey the situation. First down.
Yes. Oh, there's no question, man. Yes, man, not only was he the best at his position, he changed the game.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody. Deion Sanders, love him to death. But my gosh, they still kick the ball to him. Mm-hmm. I've seen him kick the ball out of bounds. They were so afraid of Devin and not of our offense that they would kick the ball out of bounds, give
reason.
Us the ball on the 40-yard line. Hey,
yeah.
Every time.
All we need is a first
punch
down in 6 yards and Robbie Gould going to kick a field goal. They were willing to take that chance because if we kick it to Hess, it could be 6.
Do you remember the team that said, we're not afraid of Hess? Yeah. We're gonna kick it right to him. We're not afraid of him.
Yeah. Was that Arizona?
No, Denver.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And he returned
two of them.
and he took it back twice. Yes.
Man, that dude, man.
I remember when we played.
Was I the only
St.
one
Louis.
That got a chance to block for him? Well, like on kickoff for sure. I know y'all
on field goal block.
Return. Well, I know y'all won on kickoff return.
Yeah.
I mean, like
see,
on a
yes, we blocked for a touchdown of
on
his.
A special teams like
that was special
core,
teams.
Core. Special teams.
Oh, Willie.
Where are you trying to take this?
He's just saying. He's trying to weed
us
out.
I'm the only one that's
trying to pump himself up
for a lot of his yards. That's all I'm saying. Kickoff return.
What else did you seal the touchdown?
I wasn't on the team then.
You wasn't on the team?
I wasn't on the team then. Are you talking about this field goal? The field goal?
Yeah, no, you weren't here then. No.
I wasn't on the team.
For any of those kickoffs.
I was on the team where Vash took that. That kick.
Oh, you was on the opposite side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watched him just like we did. You just wasn't happy.
Y'all don't know the story? Vash ran right past me, dog, while I was on the sideline. And I wanted to trip him so bad, dog. I would have just took the fine in a penalty, whatever.
Fine.
Probably got ejected.
Yep.
But he wouldn't have scored. I mean, it was a low scoring game, too.
Y'all wasn't going to win.
We could have won.
No, y'all had T. Jack at running back.
No,
and then y'all
I'm glad you didn't.
Y'all,
do that.
Y'all won like 13-7.
But you understand how good we were? Y'all weren't going to score.
Y'all were okay.
Nah.
Y'all were okay.
Nah.
We're better than y'all.
This was that windy game.
Yeah, I know.
I remember.
I think it was what, 13-7, I think the score was.
But y'all had Dorsey at quarterback. Y'all weren't going to win.
No.
Come on. Y'all weren't going to win.
No, sorry, Bob.
Come on, man. I'm
trying to make myself feel better about
this
situation.
Don't. Please don't, because it's a bad situation.
You're trying to find a positive,
we could have won that game. Defensively, we could have got a pick six or something like that.
Y'all could have done what we did in Arizona.
Well, you
couldn't because y'all ain't had a players. Y'all didn't have them. Y'all didn't have them, man.
Hey, go on.
But,
man.
Hey, congratulations.
Speak that truth, man.
Congratulations to Devin Hester. Devin Hester wrote a letter to Goodell and officially announced his retirement, which Lance has not done.
What you talking about?
You haven't had
you haven't
like
officially
the
retired.
You haven't had like the party. See, like I went to White Castle, had a retirement ceremony, whatever. You gotta have one, Lance.
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
Let's have it at double nickel.
It's just it.
Let's have it at the double nickel, dog.
No.
The what?
The double nickel?
Yeah,
you never been there?
No, where?
In Sacramento?
I ain't never been to Sac. Why would I go?
What you mean?
Oh. Wow. My dogs.
I ain't even going to. I'm going to ignore that.
I've been there.
I
support my
because
teammates.
Because I invited you. And
I support my teammates.
Without a doubt. And I guarantee that everybody at this table has been invited.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. In Sacramento.
Yes.
In Sacramento.
Mm. Boy, ain't nobody playing right away.
You know what I ran? I ran a football camp about an hour away for 10 years. I don't have a picture with either one of y'all.
You never invited me.
When is it held?
In June.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? You're off. What are you talking about?
Off.
End of June, you're off. Yes. Just before we go to training camp, yes, you're off. I know the schedule.
When Lance camp is? In June. That's when everybody throws their camp.
It's true.
Oh,
that's
so
or when everybody helps out on their camp.
Okay, so that's why I wasn't at the camp, because I was doing my own camp.
No, mine's beginning of June. Yours is end of June.
So everybody was still at work?
No.
You chose to go even though you were at work, but mine, when you're off, you chose not to go.
I didn't get invited.
Y'all something else,
I didn't get invited to your alleged camp.
Alleged?
To your alleged
camp. Wow.
Feel like this is like a relationship argument right now. You're trying to flip it on us.
Lance got people that reach out to you and say, are you available for this camp?
I don't. I reach out to you.
No, I didn't get the reach out tweet.
Man, please.
I got every tweet you ever sent.
Hey, I'm going to put on Twitter my text to him saying, hey, you're invited to the camp.
Was it a text or a tweet?
At that time, I said, hey, I'm going to fly you out.
Put on Twitter.
So I'm going to fly you out. I want to get you set up at a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, go get free food and all that good stuff. You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not pretty sure.
Right there, I'm liking that already.
Oh, no question.
I'm liking that already.
I can tell and tell you right now that Double had some of the best seats on that plane.
Sure. He had to. He had to. He had to sit up front.
Listen.
Because he's wide. He's wide. He couldn't.
Every time was a middle seat.
You on a middle seat?
A middle seat, dog. Every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I get your props because that's. Hey, you still went?
I did. I still went.
I'd have got off the plane.
And do you know
if I'm as wide as you,
that
would have got.
Is.
Yeah, no, he's
Chicago to doggone California.
He said there happened to be a man that's larger than him.
You
sitting next to him. He said, nah, okay, I ain't doing it.
This
larger
this
than
is
you?
Not happen. Like, this is not science. Like,
he
this,
was
this
larger than you.
Work. Yes.
Yes.
Like, this ain't
but they
work.
Changed the seat.
Either, yeah, they did.
They changed the seat.
They were smart.
They had to.
The plane was not going to lift with the side I was on and then me being in the middle. I got to be by the window, dog.
Arm
rails. Be by the window.
I got to be by the window for this to work. It's science.
And the arm rails, too.
You know what? It's, I don't know, man. It's like, damn if I do, damn if I don't, dog. If I'm in the aisle or if I'm in the window seat.
Right.
Because I'm in the aisle, then they just come by and just knock your whole arm off. Ah!
Right.
Sometimes they don't even say my bad or nothing. They just like, oh, there must have been like a speed bump.
But aren't you used to that, though? Aren't you used to it?
Used to what?
I mean, you didn't wake up yesterday and was wide.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Especially like when you think about my arms and my traps and stuff like that. Like, they ain't
your
going
traps
nowhere.
Isn't hanging in the aisle.
Yeah, my traps kind of my deltoids and my rootoids and my electrons, dog. I'm swole, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't right. going nowhere. Like, I did enough shoulder exercises and arms that, you know, I'm always gonna be diesel. Like, I mean. That's just how I work. But, like, you know, my stomach area and stuff, I got to work on. But, you know, the arms and the traps and the deltoids and rheumatoids, they ain't going nowhere, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Rheumatoids.
When you end it with arthritis, you know what I'm saying?
Look it up.
You think you'd have a point.
Your arthritis is.
Look it up. Arthritis. Arthritis, right? You put E-R-S
I
on
did
everything,
not
right?
Put that.
Arthritis. Arthritis.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. No, for real. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. The question at hand.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Are we going to beat Cleveland? That's the question at hand.
Man, we'll
because
I'm Cleveland from Family Guy?
Yeah, we got
or are you
to.
Talking
we
about
we
a gotta team?
We got to talk about this one. This is
Cleveland from Family Guy? Or are we talking about
we
a team?
We're talking
team
about the
Cleveland.
Team. I watched them play.
Yeah. Kaiser.
They play hard, bro.
Yeah.
They play hard.
Kaiser, uppercut.
Are we going to beat them? We beat the team that they lost to.
Kaiser.
Yesterday.
Kaiser, uppercut.
Can we beat them?
I do not know. Like,
who on the team really? Would you get their jersey right now?
On the team? Keem Hicks.
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 Kyle Fuller.
Kay Fuller? But Kay Fuller going to be gone, so Danny you don't get that Trevathan jersey, you know he might be gone.
I get it. I rock Eddie Jackson.
I was here when he came in. I saw his first pick. You know,
I'll rock Eddie Jackson.
Bled with him. Danny Trevathan.
These are all defensive players right here we're talking about, by the way.
Willie Young.
You wouldn't get Cohen?
I would.
I get Luke Cohen.
I would. I can relate to his shortness.
Yep.
And quickness.
You don't stop.
Awkward silence.
These aunties.
Hey, with the 5 yards, man, I'm supremely
two
quick.
Yards.
Dog.
2 yards.
Two. Let's take it down to two.
Two.
Take it down to nine. Two. Mm-hmm. Supremely quick, man. You know, I could diagnose the play when the doggone center snapped the ball, man. Thanks to great coaching. Oh, well, it's pass. We work against the guard. I'm not even gonna worry about you, center. Bring that rip on in there on you. Now, if I sat in there, I don't know how I'm going to get out, but I'm going straight. I am going straight. That is for sure.
Oh, man.
I get a Jordan Howard jersey.
Yeah, you got to get a Jordan Howard jersey.
Let me tell you this right now, man. And I want you to hear this, though.
I'm listening.
I want you to hear this. This is breaking news right here.
Okay.
Sean P. Diddy Combs is trying to buy the Carolina Panthers, dog.
Redirect.
He did.
Nice.
He's trying to buy the Carolina Panthers, dog. Like, what'd you think about that, dog? And then Steph Curry say, I want in too, dog.
Great. I would love to see him.
Matter of fact, I sent out a tweet last night. I'm holding up a $20 bill and a nickel saying, I want in too.
Yeah, I don't think. I saw that tweet. I saw that.
$20 bill and a nickel. You know why, though? 2005. Right?
Uh-huh.
$20 bill, a nickel, 2005. Bam, you got that, right?
Yep.
Okay, we good there. In 2005,
Puff
Daddy broke his name down to just Diddy. Huh? Stay woke. Stay woke.
Just
got it. What in the hell?
Stay woke, man.
What?
It's symbolism. Hey, it's symbolism in that, man.
You got brains.
It's symbolism
You're
in that.
You're a triple threat.
That's what All I'm right, saying,
so,
bro.
So you, P. Diddy, Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm. LeBron.
I don't know if y'all got enough money to give
LeBron
Mr. Richardson for the Carolina Panthers.
Religiously. So, Brian, I'm going to hit you up in a minute. I got him on speed dial. You know, I call him LBJ, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So
that's besides
everybody.
The point.
That's what I call my son.
I call him Leb.
I
call him Leb. You know, other people call him LeBron. I call him Leb as well, in addition to. But, Brian, dog, you know, go in with your boy, man. I got 20-05 on it.
We used to talk about that all the time in the linebacker room. Guys that have nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have nicknames. So if Bob was like, yeah, we're getting ready for Shady McCoy. Like, oh, you know him? You know him, coach? No, I don't know him. But that's what they call him, right?
No.
His name's LaShawn, actually.
LaShawn,
yeah. Yeah, they
not
call him.
You.
Yeah, his name's LaShawn, coach.
Just say McCoy. Just stay just with McCoy, McCoy, coach. Just stay with McCoy. We know who you're talking about.
25.
Gee, no, nah, man. Would you do it, though, for real? If they came to you, would you?
Would I buy him?
Yeah, would you? Like, go in.
Yeah.
No, $20 ain't you really want to go in.
No, if I had the type of money where, you know.
And they came to you asking for $500,000. Hey, you want to get in? Get in.
No question.
You would get in.
Yes.
Would you get in?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Man, you know how much money you going to make after that? Man, I would go dead broke to get into that.
I can't say I wouldn't, but golly, the Carolina Panthers, man. Yeah.
Owning a franchise, buddy. Oh, my goodness, bro. Mm. Like, just imagine how much it's going to be worth, I don't know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
The NFL, the Super Bowl, is still the number one event in the world, and it's not even
the
close.
Number one watched event, and also
it generates
every game, every week is probably the number one on that station.
I don't know if you've seen this, but they're showing a picture of the guy going through the Pittsburgh Steelers deal. And it's the dad and his daughter. She's like, just watch this.
What?
And so he's mad. What? Are you crazy? Grabbing the chips.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Slamming watching the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah. What? That is why football is so great.
Football is great.
Fanatics.
But it doesn't worry you at all with everything that's going on with football and around football, to make an investment into a football team.
People are still going to play.
Yeah.
People are still going to play the game.
Even if your mother forbade you until you were old enough to actually play by yourself, and you just come up with raw talent, and you play, and somebody sees you, and they get out there, and you're like, you know what? I could develop this kid.
Dog, UFC boxing, people get knocked out every day, B.
You're going to be all right. Hey, you're going to be all right,
people watching that joint.
And like, there's only so
– paying $100
there is only
HD to
so
see the
big.
Fight.
That UFC is only going to get so big. It's never going to reach the most popular sport in America like football is. Is it Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
For the Yankees? That boy's a football player that played baseball. He's 6'7".
He's from the crib.
He is, right.
He's from Elk Grove. Come on now. He's from California. North California.
My point is, look at the amount of like attention he gets and all the fans that he gets.
He's the next Jeter.
He's not the next Jeter, but Jeter, man, he might hit more home runs this year than Jeter hit a whole career. But.
Right, but I mean, as far as
not really.
He's the second. He's the next status-wise.
Right, gotcha. But now let's imagine there's five or six other football players. Let's say Pep. Mm-hmm. Pep was going to grow to be super athletic and super big no matter what he played. But what if you put a toothpick in his hand so he can hit a ball? Would he be on that?
A toothpick?
Yes, a toothpick. I mean, that boy.
Pep would be the first guy swinging with one arm.
He 290. I mean, come on. So, but my thing is that baseball catches up.
I see what you're saying.
A lot of football players play baseball at some point in their lives. You know, the only problem with baseball is you got a taste of football. My guys get a taste of football, you're going to learn after that first hit if it's for you or not.
True.
Mm-hmm. And if you, after that first hit, you get popped and you're like, all right, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it's hard to get you away from loving football.
It wasn't hard to get LeBron away from it, and he had success at it. He was really good in high school.
But Allen Iverson said he loved football.
Allen Iverson was really good.
You know what I'm saying?
AI would have been the man in football, dog. I'm not saying that LeBron wouldn't, but AI
the quicks.
Was unbelievable.
He
would have
been good at soccer. He would have been good.
I mean,
good at soccer.
They world-class athletes.
I just think that other sports are catching up. That's all I'm saying.
But look
other
at this.
Sports are catching
look
up.
Look at this. For entertainment value alone, like Diddy already said, like he'll have like the best halftime ever. So, I mean, if you could think about going to a game and you hear more money, more problems all through the speakers. You hear
all about
Biggie,
the Benjamins.
All of that, man. And then halftime, you got – like, I don't
Mary
know,
J. Blige.
Bad Boy All-Stars performing Mace. And stuff like that. There's basically concerts at the game, all of which he can afford. Like, he probably could change the game. And then, like, who knows? Maybe he might get another stadium built and all of that. And, I mean, it could be crazy, bro. Moving on. Like, okay, in the morning, when you wake up and you look in the mirror, are you mad? Like, because, I mean, I know what I'm seeing.
And
you
mad.
Know what you see, and you're like,
I would
are you
mad
upset?
If I saw you in the mirror,
no,
and I was I would be mad if I looked in the mirror,
dog, you would
and
be
I
so
saw
happy
Anthony
with yourself.
Adams.
You would be so happy with yourself.
I don't know. I'd probably I sleep
would
on the second floor.
Harder.
I'd probably jump out the window.
You would smile.
Jump out the window.
You would jump out of the window.
I would jump out of the window. Yes. And come up short of the pool.
You
yes.
are a liar.
I'd be like, what have I been
you
doing?
What have I become?
I've let
short.
Myself go.
I can't
on purpose?
This. I can't
on
take
purpose?
It no more.
On purpose?
Yes, I'd come up short of the pool on purpose.
Okay, so then you would mess your face up so that it can look like how you look right now.
Boom, 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 ding.
Don't let them do that. You see how they try to do that when they try to jig at me.
I was a lunchtime workout guy.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to get up early in the morning. I could work out.
You didn't want to see nobody. You didn't want to be in there with nobody.
Right, right.
You're not a team guy, in other words.
No.
Pretty much.
Whoa. Whoa.
Shots.
Fire. Pew, 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 pew. Everybody get to today. Pew, 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 pew. What you going to say about me? Oh, you're fat. We already know that.
He's always been that way. You know what I mean? He's always been that way. Right.
Got to laugh over the pain. What else? I'm short.
You are short.
Listen, make sure you rate, subscribe, like, comment, all of that good stuff, man. Two guys and a Pro Bowler. Please, you know, we got kids, man. And we out.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe, because remember, Spice has four kids to feed.